I'm Joe Palca.
We have encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
President-elect Joe Biden is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration and roadblocks in communication between agency officials and his transition team that could undermine American security. His remarks were made yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing, outgoing, and from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
Biden's remarks came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisors, including his nominees for Secretary of State, Defense, and Homeland Security, as well as his incoming national security advisor. And something that has been considered unthinkable for much of the last 4 years, it appears that Republicans and Democrats are going to join together to override a President Donald Trump veto. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Now that the House has voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto, Senate leaders will consider similar action this week. The bipartisan bill, which pays for billions in military programs and provides a pay raise for the troops, was rejected by the commander-in-chief because it doesn't punish social media companies and it would allow name changes at bases named after Confederate leaders. House Democrat Adam Smith heads the House Armed Services Committee.
The president vetoed this because of something that isn't in the bill.
His Republican counterpart, Mac Thornberry.
This vote is about supporting our troops and defending America.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supported the defense bill when it initially passed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News.